back to Sports Talk Saturday. It's predictions week, as we're not going to be here. Yeah, we will.
We're not going to be here?
No, we'll be here. I'm thinking of New England and the Rams games the next week. We won't be here for those two games.
No.
We'll be back before the start of the NFL season.
Well, I mean, we'll be here. We just don't have a show before
sure,
then.
Sure. So we'll do predictions for those two games as well before the end of the show. But we left off. We had just gone through the entirety of the NFC and did the division winners as well.
Now it's the AFC's turn.
Yep. All right. I'll start with the AFC. That's fine with you.
That's fine.
Change it up a little
bring
bit.
Bring it on.
We'll start with the AFC North. We'll save the AFC East for last. That's fine with you.
Okay.
All right. Are the Bengals going to win it this year? Are they back? I think they are. I think the Bengals win the division.
Okay.
As much as that kind of pains me to say. But again, what are we really expecting? Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns is my order. And I don't have to explain the Browns at the bottom. The Steelers are going to just be middling. They won the division last year when everyone had a 500 record with old head coaches and old schemes. Now everyone's kind of rejuvenated here except for Zach Taylor. So it'll be interesting. But I think the Bengals did enough on defense where they're actually Joe Burrow throwing 50 touchdowns is actually going to mean something. So go ahead, though. What's your pick?
I'm going to go ahead and take Baltimore.
Okay.
I think that Minter as the head coach, much like Brady, comes into a really good situation.
Okay.
Cincinnati will be second in this one here. Finally, Pittsburgh is going to meet themselves a demise that they're not used to, which is, you know, not having a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
And all it's going to do is allow for Mike Tomlin to come back 1 year later.
Okay. So you have Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns?
Yes, I've switched up one and two on you.
Okay.
So there we go. All right, next.
All right, up next, we'll go to the AFC South. I don't know I'm going to be honest with you, Derek. The Colts confuse me a little bit.
They do.
Because at one point last season, they were leading the AFC conference. They were on top. They were doing phenomenally.
They were the one seed.
And then Daniel Jones tears his Achilles after breaking his fibula the week before. And he's
brutal.
Out there. It's ridiculous that he was even out there.
It's
a lot of props
life
for him.
And then they have Phillip Rivers ending the season.
I think it goes Texans, Colts, Titans, Jags. No, whoa. I need to stop myself.
Yes, you do.
Texans, Jags, Colts, Titans. I forgot the Jaguars are like legit with Liam Cohen as their coach. I think the Texans defense, though, is going to be crazy. So, Texans, Jags, Colts, Titans.
I'm going to go ahead and play quite the pivot on you here.
Okay.
Well, not quite the pivot.
Are the Titans on top for you? That would be weird.
That would be weird for me.
You actually despise them.
That would be me actively crumbling up the paper and throwing it out.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead with Jacksonville to win the division again.
Okay.
We're going to get ourselves a repeat from the Jaguars, a team that doesn't really do this often. And then I'm going to go Houston, Indy, and then can Tennessee win five games?
Right. So Texans, Colts, and then Titans. Okay, so all you did was put the Jags on top.
Yep.
All right. Up next, we have the AFC West. This one's interesting to me. Because I think Justin Herbert and the Chargers are winning this thing. I legitimately think so. So I'll put Chargers on top.
Okay.
And then looking at the rest, do the Chiefs miss the playoffs? I think they do. Give me the Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, I think is what we're going to end up with here.
Until
Nick Wright thinks I'm being disrespectful.
Until the Chargers prove something to me, I will never respect them.
Okay.
I'm going with Denver, Kansas City, Chargers, Raiders.
Broncos. So you don't even think the Chargers would be second in the division?
No. Because they constantly show me any time that there's something to believe in for them to not do it. Well, oh, but they have Mike McDaniel now. Cool.
You don't want to take the Raiders at least a little bit more seriously with Fernando Mendoza?
No.
And Clint Kubiak?
In a couple years.
In a couple
years.
Just
not now.
Okay.
Just not now. But yeah, I've got Denver, Kansas City, LA, and then, of course, the Raiders following it up on the bottom there. I think the bottom of the AFC is so easily cemented.
Yeah.
That, like, we don't have to worry too much about it. We already know who's going to be fourth in the AFC East, as that's coming up next.
Right. All right, fourth in the AFC East. Let's go bottom to top here. Jets.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Dolphins. Just wanted to throw you off the scent. No, I think the Jets might be a little sneaky, like going to be taking people out of the playoffs at some points, trying to win games down the stretch here. So we'll go Dolphins, Jets. What do you think I'm going to go order-wise here?
Well, I would be surprised if you picked the Patriots to win the division.
Surprised you will be.
Really?
I picked the Bills, no.
Yeah.
So Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins. I think the Bills get back to their winning ways in the division. I think the schedule being a little tougher for New England this season is going to make it a little more difficult for them to go on the run they did last year. And I think we'll see a little bit more of what we saw in the playoffs. I know they added A.J. Brown. They added Romeo Doubs. So they did upgrade some talent, but at the same time, I think the Bills also did the same, so I think they're going to be better off.
All right, so we've got our division winners.
Mm-hmm. You're the same order I am?
Yes, I'm not deliberating anything differently about the AFC East. I think it's Buffalo, New England, Jets, Miami. Now, here comes the fun part. Joe, in terms of seeding, I've got Baltimore at the one. The Bills continue to do what they do and not get the one seed.
Okay.
Bills at the two. Denver at the three, Jacksonville at the four. And I was really fighting between those two on that one.
Okay. I have a very different order from you. 1 second, I'm just marking them all down. I think Bills one seed.
Really?
Chargers two seed. Texans three seed. Bengals at the four seed.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens five. Jags six. Patriots seven.
All right, so the plot twist here for me. The rest of my playoff seeds are Houston at the five, New England at the six.
Okay.
And the Bills getting the most cursed matchup that they could in the first round of the playoffs, Kansas City at seven.
They always find a way.
They will find their way back, and we're all going to be freaking out about a seven seed.
And who was your third seed and fourth?
Denver, then Jacksonville.
Okay.
So to recap it here, Baltimore at the one, Buffalo 2, Denver 3, Jacksonville 4, Houston, the first wild card at 5, New England at the 6, and then everyone's going to be freaking out when the Kansas City Chiefs have to come to town for a wild card game.
Okay. Wow. This is good stuff here. I might be high on the Chargers. A little too high. But I think Mike McDaniel with Justin Herbert, I just think that's a match made in heaven. Because he made Tua serviceable for how long? Right?
Yeah,
and now he gets the chance to do it with Justin Herbert, who actually has some talent. I mean, I'll take that any day of the week. Super Bowl winner? Are we going this far? You want to go farther?
Let's do it. Let's do it. We have time.
We have time.
I'm just going to really quick write down everything on the side here for me in terms of my playoff formats here.
Yes.
We're going to have to go round by round based on this.
We're
going to have to go round by round, so we're going to need to buy some time here for me as I write things down.
That's fine. I'm going to have to do the same. I might do that afterwards. But
and here we go. So we're going to start out here for me in the NFC, and I've got a fun matchup in the first round here between division rivals, Detroit and Chicago.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take Detroit to win that one first. Give me Seattle against Tampa Bay in the wild card round, and then give me the hilarity to ensue again where Green Bay upsets Dallas as the seventh seed again.
Okay.
Just for the laughs.
All right. So I got to remember how these numbers work now. Who matches up with who? All right. Sorry, 1 second.
No worries. And then, all right, so that would mean that my next round in the NFC playoffs would be the Rams against the Packers, the Lions against the Seahawks. I'm going to buy you time by going through my
NFC conference here. Go ahead.
So, with that, that means that the Rams against Green Bay, and I think that the Rams are going to take that one. I am going to set up another repeat of the NFC championship game between the Rams and the Seahawks. Seattle will beat Detroit. The Rams will beat Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're setting up for another NFC West showdown in the championship game where the Seahawks will win the conference for a second year in a row. and it will be Seattle representing in the Super Bowl once again.
Okay.
As for the AFC, Buffalo to take down Kansas City in the first round, so everyone's going to say it doesn't count. I'm going to take Jacksonville to beat Houston, and then Denver to beat New England. All the top seeds are going to advance here, which would then set up a Bills-Broncos repeat in the divisional round, while Baltimore would get Jacksonville.
Okay.
But Buffalo this time is at home against Denver, and hopefully with a defense that doesn't yield 30 points a game in the playoffs.
Okay.
Give me the Bills to win against Denver, and give me Jacksonville to beat Baltimore. And it's Jacksonville and Buffalo in the AFC Championship game.
All right. That's crazy.
It is a little crazy, is it not?
Just a touch. So 2-7. I'm just writing everything down over here right now.
What gets crazier as I continue to buy you your time that you need.
Thank you.
I'm going to pick Jacksonville to beat Buffalo in the AFC Championship game and go face Seattle in the Super Bowl.
All right.
And everyone's going to hate that life. I hope I'm as wrong as I could be. And Seattle's going to do something that hasn't happened in a long time. They're going to repeat as champions.
In this scenario. Okay.
So I have Seattle beating Jacksonville in the Super Bowl. Bills making another AFC Championship game and falling short.
Dude, that's crazy.
Better than me picking them to go to the Super Bowl and lose.
I guess you're right.
Or is it just as painful?
I think it might be more painful.
I think it's just as painful. I don't think it's more painful.
Okay. So now I have my wild card matchups written out. So I'm now going to go game by game. You ready?
Let's do it.
So I have Dallas versus Detroit, Chicago versus Washington, and Tampa Bay versus the Rams. I'm going to take Dallas over Detroit, Chicago over Washington, and then the Rams over Tampa easily in that area. Okay? So now, off of the bye week, you have Seattle. And that would be then the lowest remaining seed playing the number one seed. So that would be then the Rams. So Seattle v. LAR there.
And then Dallas and Chicago.
I gotta say, I like all of these matchups. If I was a fan just watching these, I'd be ecstatic. Give me Dallas over Chicago, and then the Rams over Seattle. So Dallas v. Chicago for the championship, the NFC.
You mean the Rams?
Or the Rams, yes, excuse me. Dallas versus the Rams for the championship. And give me Dallas.
Really?
Really, really. I think it's Dallas versus whoever in the AFC for the Super Bowl. So now, let's go through the Super Bowl matchups. Chargers versus New England. Give me the Chargers. Houston against Jacksonville. Houston because of the defense. Cincinnati takes on Baltimore in round one. Give me the Bengals. I think they're going to be able to do it. So now the lowest remaining seed.
What was the Houston winner?
Houston over Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
A couple divisional matchups in the playoffs early, the way it worked out.
All right.
So then you have, let's see, look at
That's all your higher seeds.
Higher seeds means
that the Bills get to take on Cincy.
Bills take on Bengals. Bills versus Cincy. And then
Houston Chargers.
And Chargers. And I think here, Chargers beat the Texans. So Chargers beat Texans. And the Bills beat the Bengals. And this is where they get over the hump. I think they make their first Super Bowl appearance. Bills versus Chargers. Bills
since 1993.
Sure. I guess. I mean, in my lifetime for a Super Bowl appearance, I'll say.
You need to say it accurately.
Okay. All right. They make their first modern-day Super Bowl appearance from the turn of the century.
God.
Bills.
First appearance since 1993 would be your scenario here, yes.
And it's in a rematch.
Against Dallas.
What do I do here? Now, this is the question.
Okay,
if you
don't want to feel disgusting, you pander.
But I can't pander.
Then you're picking Dallas. Yeah, you're picking Jerry Jones to be happy.
Yeah, give me the Bills. Bills. Bills win.
Yeah, like you set yourself up into a very gross scenario there.
Bills.
Like, at least I got the Bills out of the way so that, like, it doesn't hurt more. like, ew, I have to pick that team to win the Super Bowl? No, I'm just going to have to force myself to take the Bills.
Yes. The Bills win the Super Bowl over the Dallas Cowboys to get revenge from the Troy Aikman era.
Sure.
In their first modern-day Super Bowl appearance.
Sure.
Since the turn of the century. Those are our picks, though, ladies
and
gentlemen.
You've got Buffalo over Dallas. I've got Seattle over Jacksonville.
I've got Bills winning the one seed in the AFC and winning the Super Bowl. So we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, dude, come on.
It was a little bit of a...
You think life gets that easy?
I mean, hey, they made the change to get there, right? What if I believe in the change, Derek?
Life is not that easy, ever.
What if I believe in the change?
Not here. Not for us.
Who knows? It can be. All right. Bills win the Super Bowl on mine. Who wins it on yours again?
Seattle. Champions.
All right. Seattle goes back-to-back on Derek's. We'll post these at some point, but had to get some predictions out of the way for Predictions Week in the NFL. We'll take a timeout. We'll wrap the show up on the other side. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.